This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. The Seattle City Council unanimously approved creating official arts districts across the city yesterday afternoon. The arts districts will be part tourist attraction, part developer incentive. And the first arts district will be on Capitol Hill. It launched this weekend at Hugo House, at an event featuring cartoons, poetry, and plenty of discussion about the neighborhood's changing demographics. Matthew Richter is the cultural space liaison for the city of Seattle. Richter helped write the proposal. He told me artistic areas of the city are in danger because of new development.
We have these areas of arts density throughout Seattle that are naturally occurring. They've popped up organically. Arts organizations and artists have flocked to these different neighborhoods, and they're neighborhoods that are, along with the rest of Seattle, undergoing insane change, incredibly fast change. The arts districts model nationally typically gets used to look at these underinvested neighborhoods, these neighborhoods where no one goes or no one goes anymore, and using the arts as the bait to bring development to these older neighborhoods. Seattle's got the opposite problem. Seattle's looking to protect a lot of these neighborhoods from the development that tends to bring displacement with it.
Specifically, how will the city council passing arts districts help keep these neighborhoods affordable for artists?
There are a couple of different mechanisms in the toolkit to help that happen. One of the most significant is a program that we're calling BASE, for Build Art Space. BASE incentivizes new art space in new buildings. And so as these newer buildings get created and typically turn a piece of land that might have been $20 a foot space into $60 a foot space, the BASE program is going to incentivize builders to keep that pricing down to a level where arts organizations and artists can continue to afford it.
Well, you're talking about these new collaborations between industry, between artists, between developers, but you're also talking about preserving character in a lot of these neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And the first arts district that's being created is in Capitol Hill. So how will this arts district preserve the character of Capitol Hill? I mean, that neighborhood has undergone so much change already.
Yeah, and it's funny, we've put together an advisory committee, as we will for each of these arts districts, and one of the things that was said around the table at the most recent meeting was, we just need to make sure that people remember that this is more than just a neighborhood for binge drinking, which it is, and it's super fun, but there's more going on than just that. The arts organizations in these neighborhoods, that character that we're looking to preserve and enhance, these are the geese that lay the golden eggs in these neighborhoods, right? The golden eggs are things like, I don't know, their walkability and public safety and vitality and vibrancy and all these things that we love about neighborhoods and that create value, that ultimately the golden eggs are property value, and that as investors and developers come through a neighborhood and develop these newer, taller buildings out of the old auto row, for example, on Capitol Hill, we want to make sure that in reaping that value and collecting those eggs, we don't hurt the goose. If we harm the goose that is creating this value, if we displace the arts organizations that are driving this neighborhood's value and interest, then it stops. Then we end up with a monoculture of apartments and restaurants. A market unfettered is going to continue to create apartments over Quiznos until there's no more square feet left to put them.
You said that a lot of this wouldn't start actually happening. It wouldn't be implemented until 2015. Is that correct?
Yeah, some of it will happen right away, and then some of it will take longer to roll out. Some of it just seasonally makes more sense to roll out in the spring and the summer.
So in the short term, what are you doing to make sure that those geese that you talked about aren't being harmed?
We are sitting and talking to as many people as we can and trying to bring as many people to the table as we can so that, you know, in the shortest term, we're sitting down and having conversations with both the arts organizations and their landlords to make sure that if there are connections to be continued and relationships to be strengthened, that we do that first.
Where will the other arts districts be located? We've just talked about Capitol Hill so far.
The neighborhoods that we're looking at are as varied as Uptown, Lower Queen Anne, Rainier Beach, Rainier Valley, Georgetown we've been talking to, South Park we've been talking to, pretty much anywhere in town where there is an existing density of arts organizations that has happened sort of organically and naturally, where we can jump in and help support that.
Matthew Richter is Seattle's cultural space liaison. He helped draft a proposal to create arts districts in neighborhoods across the city. The city council unanimously passed the proposal yesterday afternoon. The first arts district will be in Capitol Hill.